guys. I'll go through the injuries real quick for you guys. We got a couple of guys that will be in concussion protocol, Vernon Davis and Danny Trevathan. C.J. Anderson's got an ankle. That's why you didn't see him in the second half. Bolden's got a hamstring, and David Bruton's got a knee. So that's how we come out of the game. Omar. Y'all go ahead. We came out gangbusters, you know, as a team playing really well. And, you know, I thought we looked a little tired at times today. But we kept battling. And sometimes on a road like that, the key is not making mistakes and playing great defense. And really, other than the one mistake throwing the interception in the end zone, we stayed pretty consistent. So, proud of the win. It's a tough win. Played great defense all day long. Yeah, I mean, and, we lost a few guys today, you know, throughout the course of the season. We're beat up, Mike. I'm sure everybody in the league is. That's part of it. But, we're going to have to call on a lot of people here down the stretch. And, the good news is they're getting some experience because they're having to play. Bush played a lot today. I think Corey Nelson or Todd goes in and plays a bunch today. So, that's what's going on. We just got to keep going. Yeah, I thought we had good pressure all day long. We were very consistent, and we really didn't blitz a whole lot. We played coverage and let those guys do their job, and thought we did a good job of pushing the pocket. And, obviously make a big play, Danny, and had another one that we had called back, so we had a chance for two of them on Chris's play. So, yeah, I thought as a group we played extremely well. Well, I think he continues to grow. I think he did some young things today. I think that's the way I would describe it. But the thing I really like about him, I think he learns from mistakes. He's very good in conversations with me, and he wants the ball in situations. When you talk to him about this or this, he's always wanting the aggressive approach. So, I feel really good, and for him to play on the road 2 out of 3 weeks and, find a way to get it done with this team, there's some good progress going on there. Yeah, we did. We did early, and had some things going on. Had a couple of chances for big plays, didn't make them, but that's okay because it still helps you run the ball. But we tried to be very aggressive early in the game, and we handled the aggression good for a while, and then we did not handle the aggression good for a couple of series. So just got to get more consistent. I'm sorry, Jens. I think he's capable of making all the plays. The thing he's going to learn is when people are right and they're up the field, he's got to be ready to make that play too. He took a shot today on one of those, but he's got all the skill to make all those plays and keep us out of negative situations. So, it'd be hard for me to compare him to a guy, but I know he can do anything we want him to do. Yeah. Yeah, I just, my biggest thing in those situations, I want to know what you see, my conversation was your team's up 14, you don't take that chance with the ball, you check it down, and you make sure we go up 3 scores, but his nature is to be aggressive, which I like, but he's got to learn from those situations, on the road, up 14, you make sure right there you don't turn the ball over. So, the good news is we win the game and he can learn from that. I feel good about our depth, Jeff, but we're being pushed to the limit, I can tell you that. So I thought we came off a really emotional, physical game last week, and I thought it showed a little bit through the course of the week, but we hung in there and found a way to win, and that's what a good team does.
Did you notice the crowd that seemed to be partisan?
I wear double headsets on the road, so I don't hear very much on the road, but, yes, I saw a lot of orange there. I appreciate that. I don't know anything about what else is going on around the league. Really? Woody, I think we got to stay focused week to week, and I know that's not what y'all want to hear, but we got to really, as coaches, do a great job, because if we got some guys down and out, and we got to find a way each week to put ourselves in position to win. I think we got a tough month heading our way, and we better take it one week at a time. Who's that? Yeah, I thought he was exceptional. He practiced really good this week. And I told him the other day, I said, Vaughn, in my opinion, when your practice is hot, it tends to come over to Sunday. And, it's hard as a player 16 weeks in a row to be perfect at practice, but I think he amped it up a little bit, was really good at practice this week, took it to the field. Okay, y'all have a good day.